Every year, the U.S. poultry industry produces nearly 2,000 tons of feathers. Some are used to make pillows, coats, and low-grade animal food. But about 80% goes to waste. Well, not anymore. Soon it will be possible to convert those waste feathers into biodegradable plastics. Chemist Masood Huda is with the Horticultural Research Institute.
This is the resin stuff, which is 100% feather-based. This is the basic materials for any other applications, not only the horticultural containers. We can use it in the automotive industry, auto parts, or any other applications.
A few years ago, Huda joined forces with researcher Walter Schmidt at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who was working on practical uses for discarded chicken feathers. Together, they produced art paper, absorbents, water and air filters, and insulation materials, all made from feathers.
These are the chicken feathers after shedding.
Schmidt says the chemical composition and strength of the feathers make them a great material for many uses.
Feathers are about 8 times as strong as cellulose. By design, feathers are strong and durable. And the other part about it is, if feathers were twice as heavy or half as strong, then birds couldn't fly.
Later, Schmidt and Huda produced biodegradable plastics and started making plastic flower pots. While pots made from petroleum plastics can last indefinitely, Schmidt says most are never reused because of concerns about contamination. The pots made from feathers, on the other hand, are designed to last from 6 months to a few years.
Plastics from petroleum often stay around for like a couple hundred years. So why would you want a plastic that you use for a year to last like 200 years? It makes no sense. You want to match the product with the use.
The two scientists have also made prototype dashboards for cars and other parts for the automobile industry. They say the possibilities for substitute plastics are great. To their biodegradable pots, they are now adding other waste materials, which could also be beneficial to the plants.
This is a pelletized manure that we can actually add to the flower pots so to get nutrients from the flower pot itself.
The scientists hope that in a year or two, their biodegradable flower pots will be on the national market, marking the beginning of the end for plastic pots. For producer Zulima Palacio, I'm Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News.
This is the only